Hello and welcome to It Doesn't Work That Way with me, Kalisha Zachary.
And me, Kashelle Zachary.
Hi, Kashelle.
Hi, Kalisha.
So I have a question.
Yes. Is talent enough? Actually, it doesn't work that way.
Okay, let's get into that. Welcome everybody to It Doesn't Work That Way, the podcast. Today I want to explore, is talent enough? Like, we work with a lot of talented individuals. We see a lot of talented individuals, like on our casting tour that we've gone across the United States of America on. We've seen, I don't know what, Kashelle, hundreds
of talent.
Extremely
amazing
talented talent. Individuals. Like, some people, I just want to offer the job on the spot.
Absolutely.
I want to be like, oh my God, they're so good for this. Now, we are, full disclosure, we are an independent film and television production company based out of Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
Shout out to Dallas.
Yes.
Dallas is a great place for entrepreneurs, by the way, for anybody that's listening. It's a good hub for us. But we see talent all the time.
All the time.
And from cast talent, crew talent, and I often wonder, like, if I offered this person this role at this casting, we're just like right on the spot, which we've done before.
We have.
I also wonder, like, what am I going to get on the back end? Because casting in our industry, the film and television industry, from an independent level, I would say it's 95% of what we do. When you are like Netflix or, well, let me say this. If you're like Shondaland or, you know, Tyler Sheridan, that's like a different, those are like juggernaut companies, I like to call, right? So when talent and teams tend to get with those big companies, I would hope it's more than just talent there. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
The talent is pure, but I would hope that the other things have also developed as well. So,
I, being the casting director here at Watts Productions,
mm-hmm.
I'm very careful about how we select a cast. Talent is not enough.
So talent is not enough, and it doesn't work that way.
The It Doesn't Work That Way podcast offers an enlightening perspective into the experiences of both independent creatives and seasoned industry professionals across television, film, journalism, and beyond. Hosted by the wonderful Kalisha Zachary and myself, Kashelle Zachary, experts with extensive knowledge and valuable insights and engaging wit.
I'm talented.
And?
Like, and. Like,
and.
I want to emphasize the and part, because we've been doing this for 16 years.
Yeah.
We take our time as creatives. If you'll, on our website, shout out to wiseproductions.com. Mm-hmm. You'll see on the cover of our website, it is patience, integrity, and respect. Period.
Yeah.
Right. So we're saying, we don't say it's talent first.
No. Even if someone does a deep dive, which I would encourage anyone to do, if you're talent, always, do research and do a deep dive on the production house that you're about to attach your likeness to. I think that's important.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we even go further on our about us. Like, we are not doing this based purely off talent.
Do you believe you're talented?
Of course.
You are. So,
yeah.
But what makes you different? Because there's a lot of great directors.
Correct.
There's amazing writers.
Absolutely.
Why are you different?
Because I clearly am aware of character.
Okay. So I'm talented. I just can't rely on, it's like just saying I'm pretty. Like, one of the comments I hate the most is like, people are like, you're so pretty, why are you sad? Like, is that a prerequisite for not being sad?
It's ignorance.
It's total ignorance.
The
so it's
degree.
Like, people just want to say, well, I'm talented, I can deliver you this beautiful performance.
It doesn't work that way. You must have values. You must protect character. Those are the things that go beyond talent.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes I was a part of a conversation and someone was getting very, very, very agitated about someone that did not perceive to be super talented.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, how in the world are they here? How are they making their way up? How are they on this platform? There's no real talent here.
Mm-hmm.
And I just listened more than I responded. But in my head, I was like, I'm probably thinking that those people are easy to work with.
mm-hmm. bring great attitude mm-hmm. and great mm-hmm. energy to the mm-hmm. set, mm-hmm. know how to be sociable, mm-hmm. know how to be respectful, mm-hmm. can read a room, mm-hmm. can understand mm-hmm. what's happening. Mm-hmm. People tend to work with other people that they like.
Let's just be honest. You know,
I'm sure Denzel and Brother Lee, Mr. Spike Lee.
Come on.
There's something about their relationship
that is
beyond, you know, just the talent is like the ad hoc. Like that's the beauty of it. Like, oh, this is a decent person and they understand what they're a part of. They can mm-hmm. recognize what they're doing. Oh, and they're talented. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's golden.
Right.
And so I think.
To me, talent is inherent.
I agree.
Like it's some people who can sing and never have went to a vocal coach.
Absolutely.
I mean, they just sound like butter.
Yes.
And, you know, sharpening your skills, sharpening your talent is always a plus, but it's also inherent. So everyone has a talent.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. And I think what's important to pinpoint on that, mm-hmm. that the talent is inherent and it's not going anywhere.
Right.
The talent is there. It can't be ignored. But just think about it. We really know some super talented people mm-hmm. that aren't working right now.
Facts.
I'm not even going to go down the list of names, but it wasn't because the talent wasn't there. It was because of lack of character, mm-hmm. a lack of values,
a lack of awareness,
a lack of ethics.
Who's around you? Who are you letting speak to your ear? Correct. Let's be clear. Some people in the industry may not be working, not because it's just them and what they've done necessarily, but because they have a lack of leadership to say this person doesn't need to be here.
Correct.
Because they're not going to aid to where I'm going.
Right.
And then that's where you're going is important, but that's a whole nother episode.
Very much so. And so I think that is the sad facts mm-hmm. around thinking that talent is enough mm-hmm. that you miss on the opportunity to understand that one, you are a business.
Right.
So that talent, I'm sure you're not, you have that talent because you want to monetize it.
Right.
So that
it's like going to seeing Beyonce at a restaurant and be like, can you sing for me? Like, wait, what? You go buy this ticket.
Okay.
And have, you know.
Exactly. So there is a level of studying the business. Mm-hmm. Staying up to date within the industry, mm-hmm. becoming an expert at your craft.
I know.
I think a lot of those keys.
Here's another key, y'all, because we drop keys every episode.
To add to the talent, to really make yourself a value add mm-hmm. in the industry, mm-hmm. the talent needs to be there. The character needs to be there. The values need to be mm-hmm. there. And then if we just move the conversation along, you have to know, be aware of the business and the industry that you're in. And it's amazing to me that people stop at the talent. And I'm like, wait a minute, are you studying your industry? Are you up to date?
You would be amazed at, I could ask an actor, someone who say they act or acting is their first love or mm-hmm. whatever. And you're like, well, who is your favorite director? Who do you want to work with?
Crickets.
Like absolute crickets.
That's weird to me.
It's so weird to me.
It's almost like asking, you know, I'm a...
Surgeons know other great surgeons.
Right. It's almost
if
like...
If that's their industry, you're like, oh, that's Dr. Tim. He is the best surgeon that does this.
No doubt. It's almost like saying you love basketball and if you could play with anybody, Jordan, like you have no concept.
If
of
I don't
Jordan.
Hear LeBron, Jordan, Kobe, back Bill the order Walton.
Up. Back the order.
I'm
up.
Sorry. Okay. Yes.
MJ. If I'm not hearing that Michael Jordan is not somewhere in your study factor.
Somewhere.
If I'm not hearing
I
as
can
a
guarantee
filmmaker,
you Kobe, God rest his soul. Kobe studied Michael.
We know that.
Because I can
for
see
a fact.
It. For a fact.
You could put picture next to picture. Video next
and Michael
to video.
Was there first.
The lean. Thank you.
Okay.
The leans.
The leans.
Everything.
The jump shot.
Everything.
But
he was studying.
My point. Yeah. You know, they say Kobe was a worker.
So Mr. Bryant knew mm-hmm. talent wasn't enough.
listening to It Doesn't Work That Way podcast. It's sponsored by Frame of Reference, the captivating new drama series from Watts Productions. Frame of Reference follows a young, highly competitive Black chief technology officer, Ethan Scott. Diagnosed with Parkinson's, Ethan becomes obsessed with trying to control the inevitable. You can stream season one of Frame of Reference on the Roku channel. And let's talk about that, because you hear about if different industries, we're in film and television, but you can hear about NFL stars going broke, NBA stars going broke, you know, music folks going broke.
Or the people in the film industry not being able to break over into income, steady income.
Right.
Yeah. And
that's because, one, I believe there's no plan. Two, I believe there's no patience. And right now in the social media generation, like, it feels like everybody has arrived every day. And it's like, wait, people, you know, when people say to me, like, you know, shout out to Mr. Beast on YouTube, they're like, oh, you could just do what Mr. I'm like, what? Like, I guarantee you Mr. Beast has a business plan. I guarantee you he studied, you know, his industry. Even if it didn't start off that way, it has evolved.
Correct.
To that.
Yes.
And so if I
would be shocked and surprised if he's not operating from that today.
I know he is, because I can see the residuals.
Okay.
There are residuals that you can see from things that Michael Jordan has 6 rings, mm-hmm, because of the residuals of what he did. That we got the residuals. We didn't see all the process that he did. Mm-hmm. Unless you watch the documentary just on Netflix, The Last Dance, it's amazing. But it gave us an insight to what it was like then. But I was a huge Chicago Bulls fan. Shout out to Scottie Pippen. He was my favorite basketball player of all time. And I'll go into that in another episode as to why, but he was amazing. But, you know, you get to see all of the behind the scenes,
right,
of what made them be successful. And I guarantee you they were studying plays. I believe Phil Jackson, shout out to Phil Jackson, gave them books to read.
Oh, yes. Yes.
He was like a Zen master. Yeah. So they were studying. Tex Winokur, shout out to the Triangle Offense. Like, they were true.
Talent wasn't enough.
And Michael had talent.
Come on now.
Like, it's
Michael was perfecting the craft.
Yeah.
When they lost the championship, he told his trainer, I'll see you in the gym
the next day.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
That level of passion, tenacity, mm-hmm, we could all admit that Michael Jordan has a natural gift,
yeah,
but it wasn't enough. He, mm-hmm, had to work those gifts.
Or we wouldn't have the Jumpman logo. That's how I know it wasn't enough, because he became a businessman.
All right.
First of all, the swagger, the whole, everything MJ brought, like, that to me is part of his talent.
I agree.
It's a part of what he just does naturally.
Right.
It's not staged. But then taking that realm, getting with people who've seen his value,
right,
having them coach him through not just plays on the court, but off the court.
Right.
Like, if that's what we're learning in the film and television industry, which is why we say we're forever learners. I don't know everything.
I do not.
I beg to get on some of these big sets. Not beg, but I'm like, man, can I get on this set? And I know there's a lot of union stuff that you have to go through, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But the reason why I want to be on these sets is not for a picture.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a talented producer.
Yes.
But I want to hone my skills. I want to know more about my industry.
Yes.
I want to be on a Mission Impossible set, because I'm so curious about so many things,
right,
that I have a list. Like, I'm so curious, how are they doing it on that level?
The fact that you, I know her list is real. The fact that you sit down and there's a big, in our office, there is a big whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
And when I sit back and I watch you get that pen out, yes, and you start to list everything,
mm-hmm,
that is a true testament to why talent is not enough. We've been producing for 16 years. You give us anything, we can produce it.
Mm-hmm.
We can produce that thing, but it is not enough to just do the what the natural calling. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. As gift.
Correct. As a writer and a filmmaker, I am constantly studying women directors. I'm constantly, one of my, shout out to one of my favorite films, Dogfight. If you haven't seen it, with River Phoenix, it's amazing.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I hit you onto that one.
You did.
That's a good indie film. I feel like it, take indie off of it, that's just a classic.
It is. And one of my favorite films, and one that I refer to others like this is something that you should look at. This is something that you should, you know, watch and pay attention to, you know. Personally, Spike Lee is one of my major inspirations.
We love you, Spike.
Yes, we do.
Thank you for everything you've done in this industry. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be seen.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And so when I'm studying and I'm studying like how greats work with other greats, and I love that that Lee is always working with Mr. Washington. I would love to sit down with them both and just pick their creative heads and
just watch. Just get on the set and be quiet and watch.
No doubt, the art of observation is a real thing. But
I'll sweep. I get real the broom.
Talk.
Okay,
no, real talk.
Go ahead.
And so I just think it's important that, even as a writer, I believe in my heart I'm a talented writer.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm not relying on that alone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm watching and I'm reading scripts of other writers, and I'm looking for, like, you know, tone and you know, just the structure and just the brilliance of how the mind and the imagination can create anything. I think that's the most beautifulest thing in the world. And because I'm so intentional about the type of stories that we create and that I write, I get a bit uneasy when you can, like, when you can tell somebody rushes. And I'm like, don't rush stories, don't rush.
But what are you rushing for? Like, that's like the
I don't know.
I can guarantee you, I know. Production, film production is very expensive art form.
Facts.
It's extremely expensive art form when you have a full crew there. You know, I break it down. How much money are we spending a minute? What are we spending an hour? And so when things are not progressing, you can just see, oh, we could be losing money. We got to make up stuff. But when you are rushing, even at the highest level, they're not rushing.
Right.
They're not. They're just, they're, some may be, but I don't, I believe some of the work I've seen lately, and I watch film, not just from a consumer standpoint, but from a professional standpoint. That's my study, right? So I have like all kind of subscriptions, but I watch it to see what's the production value, like what's the story. Did, can you tell when stuff has been rushed?
And you can tell.
You can tell.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you can tell. But people went to work, so the economy moved. So, you know, but then at the same time, stories that move you, stories that take you to another place, those are stories that take their time. And I think that is valuable. So I always ask people, like, you know, why are you in a rush? You know what I mean? Rushing is never good, because you're going to make a mistake somewhere.
The energy behind rushing, it would never produce anything good.
It gives
a level of anxiety.
It's not good for your skin. It's not good for your inside.
Come on,
like,
skin.
Let's not rush. Let's not do that. Yeah. But I do want to touch on this part with talent is not enough. I do want to make sure we talk about building relationships.
So if it doesn't work that way, meaning talent alone, it doesn't work that way, then how does it work?
Building relationships.
Yep.
So we are here because of relationships.
I agree.
And
can I say something?
Please.
Relationships.
And I'm talking about genuine. If you don't, go ahead. Finish. Go and say what you got to say. I ain't going to cut you off.
Okay.
I'm sorry, friend.
That's okay. We're doing this together.
Because this is my best friend. For the record, we are sisters. We are sisters. And we didn't always get along.
No, we didn't.
We did not, but growth.
But growth.
Growth.
Maturity.
Time. Life.
Life.
But she's also, you're my best friend.
I appreciate
that.
Okay,
go ahead, friend. Land that plane.
Okay, so the relationship side, I was just going to just add this, and then I'll give you back the floor. But I have discovered in the years I've been living that relationships are more valuable than money. And sometimes that tends to be the hardest thing
for people to understand.
Why?
Why is that? You know what? Because you feel like if you get the money, so in our industry,
like a Kanye.
Girl, wait till that. Okay, yes.
Then you said you can't tell him nothing,
you
right?
Say, he said you can't tell him nothing. That was a great album, by the way. So there we go with another musical reference. Graduation is one of my favorites.
Is that it? Is it because people feel like they if they have the resources, they don't have to have the relationship.
It's lack of exposure to how it really works.
It's relationships. I'm going to give you guys a
period.
Key.
It doesn't work that way.
It's relationships. So can I give this example?
Yes.
So I don't think a lot of people realize that there are some doors even money can't open.
True.
Everybody doesn't want it. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. There's some people that are so comfortable that they was like, it's not your money could your money doesn't
exactly
faze me.
Exactly.
And then there are the majority, I would say 80% of the doors that are opened for you is because you have mastered building genuine, organic, authentic relationships. And people know when you gas,
right?
People know when you around for self,
or you have an ulterior motive.
Correct. But if you can work on and build upon just being authentic, mm-hmm. being absolutely yourself, mm-hmm. flaws and mm-hmm. all, taking accountability for mm-hmm. the flaws when they interrupt or mm-hmm. could be damaging mm-hmm. to your character and your values, just being accountable,
just being a good human.
Man,
just like when I think about relationships and what they've done for us, like to your point, people, the lack of how things really work. Mm-hmm. Okay, so say people like, I need money to make my film. Okay, say Amazon Prime, say we're gonna sign you. Somehow you just went from 0 to 100 real quick.
Right,
we're gonna give you $100 million.
Yes,
you create us 4 films.
Okay,
what's next? I can tell you what's next. If you're ready for that, you have a network of relationships that will ensure that you don't mess that up.
My goodness.
So the relationships are not just like you give me, right? It's a relationship I know somebody to be really good for that.
Yeah.
And that's because they came into something. I will never, ever refer a problem.
Ever.
I won't. Now, for me, me and Cashel are minorities in this industry, and we tend to be, since we're minorities, sometimes we get, not sometimes, a majority of the times we are left out of rooms where we can understand how it works.
Correct.
Right? So we're not in those rooms. And then when we happen to get around other minorities, and we may act like we know how it works because that looks cool, and it's like, oh yeah, you just all y'all need to do. True story. I'm gonna tell this story.
Okay.
We were filming our first pilot.
Yes.
Maybe our second. It was the second pilot for our first series that's currently streaming. And Cashel was directing. And one of the actors was being very disrespectful to her as a female black bomb director.
Thank you.
Because you the bomb.
Thank you.
Whether they want to say it or not.
I don't need their
affirmations. You don't need their affirmations. That's the other thing. You better know who you are before you get in the indie industry.
Period.
Amen.
Can I drop this key before
Please.
You finish your story? Never, ever, ever, ever look for outside affirmation.
Please.
The fact that God woke me up this morning
is enough.
Is proof enough that I'm supposed to be in the room. You got to walk in the room like God sent you.
I'm supposed to be here.
Go ahead.
But he decided he was going to be disrespectful for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And he was like telling one other, just follow the beats, just follow it. And I was just like, why is he doing that? And we don't give that type of energy. Anybody that's on our set, no, we don't get at that type of energy.
Right.
Fill out. I can prove anybody that say otherwise, I need to talk to them because I know they telling the non-truth.
Okay.
Because we work real hard to bring a conducive collaborative industry.
What you're referencing is your character.
Correct.
And your values.
But I was like, now looking back at it, I was like, you know, talent on. There you go. Talent is there.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? Would I work with him again? No. I don't even know if he's still acting. So when you talk about talent, there are beautiful, talented singers, but I guarantee you a lot of people ain't going just on to collaborate and work with people who they don't want them in their fold. Don't even want that energy.
Right.
So building relationships, Kashelle, in our audience that you're listening, authentic relationships. And people say, how do I build an authentic relationship? Be yourself. Be yourself around people. Observe. Watch people. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really sit with that. And everything doesn't have to be
a performance.
Performed.
Yeah.
I sometimes wonder, like, I'm like, some of these people that are cast and crews and stuff, I'm like, they are living in bubbles because I'm not trying to be your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a business.
And I think that is a strange
I think it's social media.
No, I think it's our industry too.
Okay.
I think that a lot of people.
No, because Jared Leto, when they were doing all the little things.
Jared Leto.
I'm going to give you Jared Leto.
Okay.
But Jared Leto was like, this is the first time I ever met Denzel in a interview they were doing for the press of that show. He's like, I was like, oh, wow. So you think, oh, they probably know each other because they're, you know, but they just had met. These are normal people living their lives, doing their art and going to work. On the independent level, I look like I want to respect you, but I'm not. I have friends. I'm good. And me and my friends, we don't even talk about the industry. Do you know what I mean?
I think that a lot of times
I want to build a professional relationship of collaboration.
Understand. And I think that the missing link here
mm-hmm.
is that a lot of people don't see the industry as a job.
Wow.
I really see that a lot in the independent sector.
Talent is not enough. This is a job.
And watch productions. An audition is an audition is an interview.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then after that audition, there is requirements that are expected of you, no different than a job. And I think that that doesn't translate. It's creative. So we're mostly not working in an office environment.
Right.
We're out in the field. We're not in front of a water cooler that says this is the rules. You know, for the set.
Yeah, we're sometimes at somebody's house that we rent it out and we don't post. Yeah,
it makes
sense.
And I think that is the biggest breakdown. Like, this is a job.
But you
this
to get to business. The next level with your talent and whatever that next level is for you.
You have to understand.
You have to understand.
This is a business.
If you are on How to Get Away with Murder.
Sure.
Shout out to Annalise Keaton. You're on Olivia. You're on Scandal.
Sure.
And Shonda Rhimes walks in.
Correct.
She is the chairman of the board.
She is. Yes, she is.
And if you are not aware of that, you probably don't need to be on that set. And translate that from ABC to Watts Productions, independent level.
Correct.
Because when you build relationships based off of they're already there, so now I'm going to give them that respect, you've already lost.
Correct.
Because I think Jack A said it on an interview. I think it was with the Hollywood Reporter.
I think she was with Cheryl.
Cheryl, yes. Talked about how you need to treat people with respect. Just be a good human mm-hmm. and treat people with respect no matter where they're at. But Kenya Burris, who is a major showrunner,
mm-hmm.
Used to deliver her scripts to her on 227. This is what she said out of her own mouth.
And she said she was horrible to him.
She said she was so horrible to him. And look at him now. So for me, if you, for whatever reason, I don't know the reasons, whatever, you know, and that everybody ain't supposed to work with everybody every day.
That's right.
I mean, those relationships like a Spike and Denzel, those are different.
I agree.
But, you know, whatever. So to me, talent is not enough. You have to be able to study the business, like you said, stay updated within the industry, become an expert on your craft. You should be studying film. If you're an actor and you're not studying film, and you're not asking questions, I'm wondering, like, how they blocked. I'm not a director, but I go back and I look at behind the scenes things and I can see and hear, it's like another college mm-hmm, for me. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, okay, this is, oh, they won and they two. And I'll say, I wonder how many cameras did they shoot with? Mm-hmm. What lens? Did they get that new camera? Mm-hmm. Are they doing, what technology has been introduced? If you're not doing that, you're not thinking about the business. You're just focused on your talent.
I agree. And I guess I'll wrap us with
come
this.
Come on.
I think a lot of the times the disconnect is directly connected to intent.
That's a whole nother episode.
If my intent is not, if I'm intentional and I'm passionate about being a writer and a director, mm-hmm. those are the thing that's mm-hmm, gonna feed me. Mm-hmm. It's gonna feed me to know about the industry. Mm-hmm. It's gonna,
you ain't gonna show up late to the writer's room.
No.
You're not going to show up late to the director's class.
No.
You're going to respect the person that is teaching and leading.
Right.
What is your intention? Like, why would you burn a bridge of somebody that's actually going to help you get across the bridge?
It doesn't make sense. And so I think a lot of times if people go back and they look at their personal intention, mm-hmm. like, why am I an actor? Mm. Why do I write? Mm. Why am I?
Why do I want to direct? Why do I want to produce?
Yeah. And if it's anything outside of self, mm. meaning that if you're looking for, oh, because I'm trying to impress an old girlfriend, I don't know, or, you know, I'm trying to build my self-esteem.
Oh, don't do it.
I'm just, if it's anything other than, man, this feeds my calling. Ooh. This
and you know when it does.
My, oh, my God.
You know when it does.
You can do it and you forget about time.
You forget about time. Yeah. I mean, it's been times we haven't even slept.
Correct.
And they were like, y'all not, yeah, go ahead. No.
So if it, to, it doesn't work that way on this episode. Talent is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage anyone that's listening. That's that encouragement we said we was going to
yes.
drop. Anyone that's listening to this, mm-hmm. I would really go back and I would evaluate intention.
Yep.
And I heard someone say something so beautiful. They was like, if you just don't have good intention towards people, if you just don't mean people well,
leave them alone.
And that goes with
any industry,
any person. If you're not really there to add value
okay.
or to uplift mm-hmm. or to encourage mm-hmm. or to empower mm-hmm. or to inspire.
People shouldn't have to leave sets and go into rehab.
And on that note,
thank y'all for listening to It Doesn't Work That Way. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. This is the episode, Talent Is Not Enough. We thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.